Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, March the 17th, 2026. Happy St. Patrick's Day, wherever you are. 12 and a half minutes past the hour, 19 degrees, excuse me, here on this very cold St. Patrick's Day. Don't get pinched today. The phone lines are open. By the way, if there's anybody who was at the meeting last night who does listen to this show, by the way, I appreciate all the listeners. Feel free to call in if you have anything to say. We always appreciate the phone calls. We don't ask your name or anything like that. We just enjoy hearing from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Oh, you know what? That is so weird. We have not had a spam call. And I don't know how long. And it came up and said potential spam, so we'll leave it at that for now. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Spam call on St. Patrick's Day. Now, is spam considered a St. Patrick's Day food or delicacy? Probably not. It probably falls in that Lucky Charms category. Corned beef and cabbage, maybe. Is what people are looking for. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Knock, knock at your door.
Oh, back for some more St. Patrick's Day conversation.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's the auditor of the state of Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. Right around the corner.
That's right. They're coming after your pot of gold.
Are you excited?
I don't sound excited to you.
Well, you do. I just... Will this bring excitement when they come to the door? A lot of unanswered questions here.
Oh, it's got me born hard again.
I bet that's true. I tried...
Arlie Army.
What's that?
The quote, Arlie Army.
Okay.
A mail call. The gunnery sergeant. Ah... You're not really Irish, are you?
No.
Well, that's good for us. Besides, nobody makes Guinness green.
Are you sure about that? I think there'll be a lot of green beer today.
You go to Dublin, you'll end up being crucified.
Well, I don't think I'm going to, like, Dublin, Columbus, a suburb?
Where do you think Guinness comes from?
Well, I think Dublin, Ireland.
Well, there you go then.
Well, there we
go. So you don't go to Dublin, Ireland and put green in your beer.
Well,
that's why we eat asparagus.
No, but I think in Marion, Ohio, you go to get the green beer.
Well, what can you expect from the colonists?
What can you expect? Well, thanks for calling. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day. It is the top of the day. Top of the day, top of the morning. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. On this St. Patrick's Day, 2026. And following a very interesting, to say the least, city council meeting last night. I don't know where this is all going to go. But I know that, well, let's take the phone call and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. On this thing about the finance issues going on with Marion,
yeah.
You know, it keeps being brought up that, you know, do we want the state of Ohio to come in and take over and run the, you know, run the show and run the finances in Marion? And, you know, some of the conversations I've been having with people is that, you know, there's no real good solution. There's nothing that's painless. There's nothing that everybody's going to like. But if the state does come in and do it, at least you'll be able to trust the state's going to do it based on numbers and facts and they're not going to do it based on friendships and good old boy network and that kind of thing. So unfortunately, it comes to that, but the trust issues are just mounting. You know, you got 42 years to solve a murder with a confession, and then you've got the flock cameras, and then, as you say now, and it's not to point fingers at anybody, because there's a lot of fault all the way around, but, you know, again, let the state come in and do it, and at least it'll be unbiased, maybe.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing, and it really does fascinate me, because I've always said from the beginning of Mayor Collins' term, over 2 years ago, I said, I think Mayor Collins wants what's best for Marion. I think these councils want what's best for Marion. But it's almost to the point now to where a lot of people would have considered Rob Smith his hand-picked right-hand man. I mean, this is the guy who was appointed to an at-large council seat. This is the guy who ran against Jason Schauber in the primary. This is the guy Collins endorsed in that third ward primary to try to get him into that seat. And now, who is asking financial questions of the mayor, Ralph Smith? And, I mean, there is a real wall going up between the mayor and even the city council at this point. And I don't know what is causing that. I don't know. I can't understand the curbside recycling, why there's no word on that. Because it's in the mayor's letter. I can't understand the bus fees going up, not being mentioned. I can't understand the sanitation fees going up, not being mentioned. We've got less than 15 days to go before the plan has to be to the auditor of the state. He's not inviting anybody from the finance committee to the meetings with the auditor of the state. I don't understand what the mayor didn't tell anybody that the guy who was supposed to help balance the books had surgery the next day and hasn't been at work for a month. I just...
You know, was that an emergency surgery, I hope? I hope as in, otherwise it was scheduled.
Well, it's just so odd to me the way the mayor is handling this. And he got right. So upset last Monday when Aaron Rollins said that they were being held hostage to pass all this legislation, but I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. He doesn't want to be the mayor who was the mayor of the city when the state came over and took over the finances. So why is he behaving this way leading up to it? That's what I can't figure out.
I think it's stress. I think he came in. In my opinion, I think he came in. I think he really knew the state of things, but he hoped that it would, you know, revenue would come in and things would work itself out. And we've got the rainy day fund that's always bailed us out. And now here you are, in almost in the middle of your third year of your term. And at what point do you have to stop saying, well, it's not my fault, it's their fault? I mean, at some point, you got to say, I've been the captain of this ship for this long, and as you would say with the treasurer or the former auditors or anybody, if you didn't know this was going on your ship, then you must have been asleep at the wheel.
Well, I just wonder who's helping him put together this plan. I mean, is it him and the budget director at this point? Because Bodine is gone.
But probably in the new treasurer. You know, the new treasurer all of a sudden got really, really, really quiet. She used to sit there and like to berate the old treasurer and the old auditor and all that. And, you know, she sat there last night just, you know, looked like she was just thankful that all the flock issues were going on so that nobody was going to ask anything of her.
Well, yeah, I mean, she has become, Twyla has become very quiet. I just, this is really a mystery to me for a man who has known now since November that he called the state in because of the financial problems, and he has known since January, I believe, that the first plan was rejected by the state. He's known all this for quite some time, and here we are, you know, 13, 14 days away from that plan being in, and even things in his own letter, which have been out more than almost 3 weeks now, he hasn't brought up with, I have no idea why you would operate that way.
It's not a good look, it's not good optics, and just to remind everybody, there's a bit of irony. You know, this financial plan they have to submit is being submitted on April Fool's Day.
That's true. So, there you go. The joke could be on us.
Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, you know, I don't know. It's all very strange. I don't know if the mayor has lost control of his ship. I don't know. Because there were always the accusations that were being made that he had a certain group of people in his group on council who were always going to vote for him, vote for what he wanted, and that was the way it was going to be. But I'll tell you, Ralph Smith, the last couple weeks, has been very questioning of the administration. And certainly Aaron Rollins is not all in on anything. I don't think Bill Dichtel, he's only been there 2 weeks now, but he came in saying, I'm not going to vote for the total elimination of this tax credit, the out-of-city tax credit for people who work outside the city of Marion. His first words on being back on council were, I'm not going to vote for that. Because it affected him. So there's a lot of confusion. And council voted to put the tax credit back at 50%. So that's what the mayor's got right now. The mayor's got his tax credit for people who work outside the city that he wanted to totally do away with has been restored to 50%. So he's only going to get 50% of the money he thought he was out of that at this particular point. He did raise the storm sewer rate. That's the only thing that has happened. That happened by press release. The sanitation rates have not been talked about. No press releases there or anything. Getting rid of curbside recycling. And again, all this stuff is in a letter that he sent out nearly 3 weeks ago. And the raising of the bus fares. Now, I no talk of any of that. And what if it does all come out by press release this week? Is it just going to come out in one lump press release? I mean, that's going to be... I mean, you talk about political suicide, and you talk about getting people angry to not even put it in front of council to... I don't know. And again, I had an off-the-record conversation with somebody who said they thought that he could do all those things unilaterally, that he would not have to go to council. Okay, maybe that's the plan, but at some point you're going to have to answer to the people on those things. And we saw what happened with flock cameras last night. You're certainly going to answer to the people on raising the bus fares. You're certainly going to answer to the people on getting rid of curbside recycling. Go ahead, caller.
Love Pure Marion.
Pure Marion, there you are.
So you don't understand what the mayor's doing?
No, and you know what's interesting? For 2 years, we've reported on him because he has not appeared on the show, so we've had to do it by his actions. But I always understood why he was doing it. I may not have thought it was the right thing to do, but I've understood it. This, I don't think his own party understands what he's doing.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad about it, because guess what? He doesn't know what he's doing either.
Yeah, but can you imagine a lot of people, and whether he was or not, I'm not saying, but a lot of people felt Ralph Smith was his right-hand man, that this was the guy that got appointed to the at-large seat. This was the guy he endorsed to run against Jason Schauber in the 3rd Ward and won in that primary. And this is the guy who last night said to the mayor, the auditor of the state came down here, why weren't any of us on finance committee informed? Could you please do that from now on? You know, his own group seems to be at odds with him.
Well, I think the words that he had, a year ago, January, February, when he boldly stood up and said, I know more about city council than anybody else in this room tonight.
So, well, you know, as I've said, two points I want to make. The mayor not doing any press, whether people understand it or not, has hurt him. Because even though he would have to answer some tough questions, he would at least get to try to explain what he's doing. Number two is his demeanor, which was on display last week when Rollins said he felt council was being held hostage, and the mayor's response to that. People don't like that. Even if you like the mayor and voted for him and like his policies, tone means a lot. And his tone has gotten to a point to where I think it's becoming hard for anybody to defend him.
Well, hey, he wanted the job so bad, spent so much money with yard signs all over the place. Now he's got it. Now we see what he's made of.
But, you know,
all talk.
Yeah, but you cannot want to be the mayor of the city when it goes in to conservatorship by the state. Now, you would think he'd be pulling out every stop possible, bringing every council member in, holding meetings with the city. We've got to fix this problem. He's not doing any of that. And I cannot imagine why. I don't get it. It's the most bizarre. I thought when he called the state in, and I know a lot of people thought this way too, when he made the call to call the state in last November, that this was him saying, I need help. We need to fix this. But ever since then, he has done things to seemingly exclude the council, exclude the finance committee. I don't know how much the auditor or treasurer has been involved because they haven't even been in office a month or two yet. He doesn't involve the citizens. He hasn't asked the citizens what they wanted to do. I mean, not that he has to take all their advice, but it'd be nice to have one forum where you say, hey, you know, what do you think we can do to help the city financially? He's done none of that. He hasn't called anybody from the past in. Tom Panett, former treasurer, said he liked Bill Collins. He'd be glad to come back and help and consult. Nothing. And that just baffles me, that nothing has happened.
It is baffling because there is a solution. If the people of Marion, Ohio, can be the foundation for NASA getting to the moon, to figuring out how to make that space crawler, figure out how to make tools to dig the Panama Canal, so on and so forth, we've got enough brain power, and I don't see why he doesn't bring all of those resources to bear on this issue. We've got the Ohio State University professors out there in economics, in government, so on and so forth, as well as Marion Technical College. It's absurd unless his ego just won't let him say, you know, I need help, and ask all members of council to put in extra hours at nighttime to get this resolved and get the ship upright and sailing straight.
Well, you would think, if nothing else, you would think that he would not want to burden the whole, if this plan fails, whatever they're going to present to the state, if it fails and the state takes over, you would think, if nothing else, he would not want to burden that himself. That's why he would involve other people. But he's not. And I don't know what that is. I don't know where that is. I don't know why. Why would you keep people, if you considered them your allies politically, like Ralph Smith, why would you keep them out of the meetings with the state auditor? Why would you do that?
Well, he has lived a life where he's been able to cover his ass for this and that. And now he's in a position he can no longer do that.
Well, you know, I will still say this. I believe Bill Collins wants what's best for Marion. I'm just not sure. I don't know what's going on right now, and maybe we'll find out in the next 13 days, but I don't know. I hope he doesn't try to do this all by press release, because you can guarantee that the city council, if people thought last night was bad, the city council meeting after he would raise the bus fees and get rid of curbside recycling after 41 years and not even ask anybody about it, not ask council, not bring it up, you want to talk about a rocky meeting. What are you just going to do? Just say, well, that's what I wanted to do. That's what we had to do. You know, I don't know that that's going to swing.
Well, I would agree with you that there's no doubt he wants what's best for the city. I think every person on council wants what's best. Do they necessarily know how to attain that? There are some that have more insight to attain that and get that and get value for the tax dollars, because the citizens of Marion are the shareholders, and they should be demanding more return on their tax dollar investment. And it's flown out the window because of what has escalated to where we are today.
And so, we shall say, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Aaron, go brah. Less. Later.
Thank you. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I've said it before, I know the mayor listens to the show, and I appreciate that. Mayor, just try to explain it to us. I mean, and I'm not meaning that in any facetious way. What is the plan here? Because a lot of people are worried about the finances of the city. I'll tell you that. I mean, you can feel it in the room. You can feel it in the public when you're out and about. There are a lot of people who don't go to those meetings, who communicate with me through Messenger, email, who just see me in the public, who say, what's going on? Now, this is a problem. I think some people would like some kind of reassurance. 740-383-9944. If somebody has a thought on this, feel free to give me a buzz. We would be interested in hearing from you. Now, I'll tell you something else that I thought was odd yesterday. This just shows you how far it's come. Remember last week when I was mentioning this, I believe his name is DC the Foodie. And apparently he's a guy, I don't know a whole lot about him, but apparently he goes around town and goes to the restaurants and gives them reviews and puts together little videos and is very successful at that, and good for him. Well, apparently, somehow he got some negative press. He got some negative press, negative, negative, negative. And he responded to it. Okay. So then he went and met with a local realtor. And there's a picture online of him holding a shirt. Now, here's what the slogan is. Now, remember, now we've had a lot of slogans here recently. We've had Strongest Town, we've had Love Your City, you know, we've had all of those things. Now here, I don't know where this shirt came from, but it's a white shirt, and it's got black letters on the front, so it certainly stands out. And the black letters says, Marion, it's not that bad. That's where our slogan has deteriorated to. Marion, it's not that bad. Think about that. Go ahead, caller.
Would you like to hear where the negative press came from?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. What happened?
Okay, well, his whole hate thread is about me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I busted his ass out because he's basically a grifter. And what this reminds me of is Strongest Town in Marion. Like, we get this little concept and we all run with it because we don't have anything else to be hopeful for. So we see something big and shiny and exciting. This guy is nobody. He's like a regular hourly worker that has gone from town to town. If you start reading about him, he basically just goes through and makes himself in these small towns seem way more important than he is. And if you give me a free meal, I'll put you on Facebook. Well, Marion's now bought into all this hysteria. Well, he was supposed to go to the rec center. My son's part of the YMCA teen leader youth group. They are teen volunteers. They go throughout the community and they do different things. He was supposed to come there, meet them, do a little promo vid with them. Kids got there too. My son, I don't know what other kids did. My son, he's 16 years old. He made sure his t-shirt was clean. He made sure he had his nice jeans, his belt, his hair was combed. He was looking forward to this. The asshat never shows up. And when you go to his Facebook page, there he is shoving his face full of a free meal, yet another free meal at Bucci's. So I didn't, it wasn't anything horrible. I just said, you know, maybe we should all take a step back from this guy that we all know about Bucci's. We all know about these places. We don't need some outsider to come from Marion and us give him a free meal and him tell us how great it is. We can all go do that ourselves. Something to that effect, but it was nice and it was worded well and whatever, and I never, you know, attacked the guy or whatever, but I just said I teach my son to keep his responsibilities, his commitments, especially when people are counting on him. And he apparently did not like that. Well, my comment section also filled up with a whole bunch of things about him. There's people from Springfield commenting about how he's done this in Springfield, and somebody said homosexual, which H-O-B-O, which means basically you'll hook up just for a place to live or a free meal to eat. And then somebody else told me, they sent it to me in my inbox, they're a local business person. He came there under the guise of promoting them, and he's doing this reel and this live and everything with them and showing people what they do and all this other stuff, and then leaves them an invoice when he leaves, a bill for promoting them.
Now,
so he apparently didn't like what I had to say, and then had to go make a whole reel with against me. And then he hooked up with Chris Massey, ironically, who had already ran an entire hate thread against me about, I don't know, a year and a half ago. It had to do with the Collins BS. He's one of Collins' boys. Chris Massey sold Bill Collins' house. That's their connection, just recently. I mean, that's how closely connected they are. So, of course, when Chris Massey sees old DC Foodie wearing the same shirt over and over again, he needs to hook up with a clothing sponsor here in town, and maybe he can get a new outfit instead of just getting fed continually.
Well,
but, of course, when Massey sees that he's hating on me, him and Massey are going to hook up. But Chris Massey has been doing that, Marion, it ain't that bad, for a long time. He went on to Hope is Marion's Economy. He jumped on that train for a little while.
Yeah, but
and the Strongest Town thing was going on, but now he's back to Marion. It ain't that bad.
Yeah, but isn't this a sign of the times that it has
went... He'll turn his ball cap on backwards and have on a pocket t-shirt, with his jeans and his boots on, out there Marion, it ain't that bad why he's out there selling houses.
Well, I just...
doing his videos, his reels, and stuff like that.
I'm just not sure if it's not that bad is a good slogan.
I think it's very distasteful.
But
it ain't that bad.
Well, I'm just curious. Now, see, I don't know. Here's the thing. I cannot blame this foodie guy because...
he's getting his hustle on. But don't be standing up the kids. He just happened to stand up Naomi Craig's kid.
Right, but I guess what I'm...
Of all the kids in Marion, Ohio to screw over, it happened to be mine.
Right, but my understanding is, I mean, he was profiled on the front page of the paper. He was asked to come to speak at Harding. I mean, how does that happen?
He's nobody.
Yeah,
because
but how does...
people latch on to whatever. This, from my understanding, okay, he used to be interested in a friend's daughter. A friend's daughter was not interested in him. He pursued her. Nothing, you know, like... strange following or anything. He was just relentless in his pursuit. And so we know a whole bunch of stuff about him. Like, he's coming to town talking about, oh, I want to volunteer, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, some organizations have reached out to him to come feature them as, you know, volunteer, whatever. He doesn't ever get back with them because there's nothing in it for him on that one. But if he can get a meal or this or that or the other, you know, then yeah, he's there.
Well, where is he from?
He can leave a bill. I don't know.
I mean, does he have a place here or something?
No. He doesn't even live here.
So he just drives in for this stuff?
I don't know.
See, I'm confused. I did not understand where he came from, but it did look like he was doing some positive things. And then, you know, like everybody else, I would expect that if you're going to be profiled on the front page of the Marion Star, and almost the exact same time you're going to be asked to speak to the kids at Harding, I'm certain that the Harding people would vet you or something.
Well, my problem was that he didn't go to the rec center when he was supposed to. He went and ate instead, and the kids that were there waiting on him ended up leaving. Like, they hung out for a while and did some other, because it's the rec center, you know, but they all ended up leaving. On his schedule, he circled back around and went in and took pictures of the kids at the rec, and then throws it up about, oh, gives the rec their shout-out about what a great thing they're doing and everything else, when he had just stood up the kids that he was supposed to meet there. So that really burnt my ass. Because I showed my son the picture. I said, well, where were you when pictures were being taken? Like, you know, how did this go? What was he like or whatever? He's like, my son's nostrils flared. And my son doesn't get mad, believe it or not. He's very passive compared to me. And I was like, what happened? He's like, he didn't show up. I said, what do you mean he didn't show up? Right, there's the picture. He's like, I'm not in those pictures because he wasn't there when I was there. I said, what do you mean? You got your shirt, you did all, you know, everything. And he's like, he didn't show up, Mom. I was like, oh, well, that's nice. So I made my little post, and then it turned into, you know, and I mean, okay, if he's really here and positive and whatever about the community, wouldn't you just ignore the haters and move on instead of going on and making a whole thread about a local person in the community?
Well, see, this kind of comes back to my social media.
Yeah, I was here before him, and I'll be here after him.
Well, this comes back to my social media thing, is that, again, you know, I want more information. I want to see more information brought out. I think the more the better. I don't think you have to go to a journalism school. I don't think you have to work for some kind of big media conglomerate. I don't think you should have had to have worked for a big media conglomerate to give information out. But I think there is something empowering about those likes and those comments. And I know people make money from them. And I can say I've never made a dollar from Facebook or anything like that. But I wouldn't even know how
I
to
make
flip
money off Facebook. Do you know how much money I made last month off Facebook?
How much?
$74.
Well, but anyway, I guess my point is that I wouldn't even know how to flip the switch to make the money off the Facebook. But my point is, there's something empowering about that for a lot of people that drives them. And if
clearly he's doing it for, you know, likes and money and whatever. I mean, that's the whole purpose of whatever it is that he's doing. You don't go around giving food reviews on the internet to not get likes and views and shares and all that sort of thing.
Right, but this is also like what I always said about people who take pictures of themselves every day and just want the thumbs up and the hearts. And there's something about that, because I will tell you, whatever people feel about the medium that I'm in now, we are consistent every day. We don't do the best show every day. God knows we're doing 15 hours a week, but we do try to get legitimate guests. We've had everybody from Jay, the guy running for treasurer. What's his last name? Jay Edwards? Is it Jay Edwards? Who was just at the State of the Union with Bernie Moreno as his guest. And then we had last week Alison Russo on, who's criticizing the Secretary of State for handing over the information, Democrat and Republican. We do try to be fair. And we do, I did start at a big conglomerate news organization, and you did have to be right then. And I think that is instilled in you, and that doesn't go away from you. But there's something with people who are strictly doing this on social media and strictly have, that's a little empowering.
Here's another story about the foodie guy. He went to a talent show in Upper Sandusky because he also raps. He's also a rapper. I guess the foodie thing is until his rap career takes off. And little Gabriel, that everybody knows from Marion, plays guitar. His mom is the screening girl.
Oh, yes.
Gabriel Rosanis, he's a little Marion phenom, plays guitar and sings and has been since, I don't know, he was like 7 or something. He was up there also competing, and this foodie guy knows exactly who Gabriel is, but he took a picture of Gabriel, which his mother did not appreciate, and posted it to his page and talked about, I met the greatest kid ever tonight named Gabriel. He'd already met him before. He knew exactly who he was. And, you know, he's making it out to seem like, I want you guys to basically using Gabriel to promote himself, putting Gabriel on his page so he can get likes, talking about how great Gabe is and everything else. And, you know, he didn't tag the boy's mom in it or anything like that. You know, he didn't ask to do this, whatever. And he knew exactly who the kid was because he had met him multiple times before, but made it seem like, oh, I just met this kid tonight. He's so cool. You should check him out.
Well, I'd like him to come sit here live one morning because I would just be interested to find out.
Message him.
Well, I would like to know just what his background
is.
Listen,
tell him thousands of people listen to your show. He'll be here. He'll be there in a minute.
So you think that's the draw for him, huh?
Yes.
I don't know anything. What does DC stand for?
I have no clue.
See, that'd be my first question. I don't know. I'd be interested to talk to him because I don't understand a lot of it, but what it looked like what he was doing was positive. But see, I was a little curious. Being on the front page of the paper, God bless, Abby wanted to profile him. Good for her. And I'm pretty sure that she's pretty well heading that up. I mean, she has an editor, but, you know, pretty much it's her at this point.
Yeah, she picks her own stories, yes.
Right. So somebody should ask her why she did that. Did she get into the grifter part of it? I mean, because she did a good job of promoting him. And, you know,
I don't know. When I saw him in the picture with Chris Massey, we have a little group chat going. It's not about him. I have a group chat with some of the people that he screwed over and just happened to be in it. And I said, you guys think that Chris Massey let him sleep there last night?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, see, now this
is. The guy did finally manage to get a new shirt. I see that. Good for him.
Well, see, that's what
I care about him. I didn't give one hoot one way or another. He, like I said, he happened to screw over my kid, and now he's picked a war with the wrong person when I get around to him.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is if there is, and I don't know for sure, like I said, I don't know what's going on there, but if there is this bad part, why did Abby do that? And again, I'm not blaming her, because then I've got to look at the schools, and why was that done? I mean, I don't, that did give me a little pause when he was invited to speak at the schools. I mean, I guess they can invite.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful here, but he's not much more than a minimum wage worker. So why he's in there giving our kids, like, he has 11,000 followers on Facebook. I have 7,000. There's nothing special about him. I don't understand the whatever. I didn't have a problem with him before. Before it was just like, make your money, dude, do whatever. Got a little sick of hearing about him. But now, no, you screwed with the kids. You upset my kid, and now it's war.
But I could be wrong.
People are talking crap about me. I don't know what I'm talking about. He made a whole thing. That's not the truth. That's not whatever. And now other parents are starting to comment in my comment section. My kid was there waiting for him, too. What's this about? Why didn't you? My kid was there. Yeah.
Well, so I will say
it happened.
I said good things about him last week when the article was in the paper, because at that point I did not realize there was any. And I can't say there was a bad test. Again, DC the foodie, come on in here, explain this.
Send him a message on Facebook, Scott. I'm serious.
I'll message him.
Do it. Dare you.
We'll see if he comes in.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye bye. Okay. Well, there we go. And you know, I don't know. I can't say I know a whole lot about that because, honestly, I hate to say this, but I'll be honest with you. I did not read the article. I saw the article. I did not read it. So I'm not even sure what it said. And I don't know what he spoke to the kids at Harding about. But again, if it was good, if it was productive, okay. I mean, they can choose who they want to come speak at their school. I guess it's just a little confusing, and I don't know much about the guy. It'd be good, come in here, sit down one morning, we'll talk about it, we'll find out about you. I mean, I think that's interesting. I certainly think it's interesting what he's doing, and it is, you gotta say it's smart, I mean, to go to the restaurants, which you know have a following, everybody's got their favorite restaurant, and you know, tie yourself in with that in a way, because people certainly are going to follow that. You know, I was saying something to somebody this morning about there's not much positive anymore. And maybe that's what I saw last night at City Council. And everybody's free to have their opinion. But it seems like what do they call social media now? I mean, I've heard people refer to it as a dumpster fire. And I think sometimes it gets a little hard. And but you can't attack other people either. You know, you don't want to, I don't know, social media war, is that what it is now? That's why I never respond. When somebody says something about me, whatever. You know, why respond? It just fuels a fire that doesn't, where does it go? You know, in any event, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour, and DC the Foodie, you're more than welcome to come in. Matter of fact, you can come in any morning you want. It'd be good to talk with you. So, happy St. Patrick's Day. Does anybody have any more thoughts on the city situation? Because that's fast approaching. And I think there should be some kind of questions being asked there. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city, where the social media sludge permeates.
Well, yeah, I would say in the last year we've seen some things pop up that are certainly not helping.
Well, it's like Warren Buffett said, the internet is just like the CB radio craze. There's too much anonymity there. If people had to let other people know who they are and what they're saying, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
You know, I thought about that not too long. I wonder if people would lose their jobs if you were not anonymous and making some of the comments that people are making. I wonder if people would lose their jobs. Maybe that's the reason.
Some people have. People in front of the cameras, because they're losing credibility with the audience, and when they measure ratings and stuff, and they're losing in the ratings and stuff, hey, there you go.
Well, that's why I would never hide behind anything, because I would never say anything. It's one of the reasons I stay clean-mouthed on the radio. I never changed my. If you listen to this show when it was broadcast and this show now, not much difference. So that's because there's nothing I wouldn't go and do at another job that I do here. I'm not ashamed of anything we talk about or say.
So you wouldn't go back to the job that you had while going through college? Weren't you a Chippendales dancer?
Oh, no. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't go back to that job because it was food service, and I don't know that I would want to do that again. Restaurant work is not particularly fun.
Depends on the restaurant.
Well, it was a nice restaurant, but still you got to bust those tables. And no matter what job you have in the place, whether you're a server or a cashier, no matter, I worked in the bakery, I sold the baked goods and cashiered. In a pinch, if somebody doesn't show up, you're going to have to clean those tables. And that's not a fun job.
Nope, but then that's the life of restaurants.
Right, but
who did you work for?
Perkins.
Oh, Perkins here,
yep,
in town?
Yep.
Big turnover, all of them. Big turnover.
You know, though, I was there in high school and in college, so I was there 7 years.
Mm.
So I liked it. Because I was they called it a server. A host. I don't even know if they have that anymore. Basically, you sat people.
They kinda do. It's gotten lax.
Well, but you sat people. You sold things out of the bakery, like pies and muffins and cookies, and you ran the cash register. And that was not a bad job. You didn't have to deal with the customers' wrong orders, and you didn't have to bust tables, but it did happen if somebody didn't show up or something like that. But I lasted 7 years there. It was a flexible, good part-time high school college job.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the people who owned it. They were local. They were easy to deal with.
Are you aware of Mike Mastro the past 6 weeks?
You know, I haven't seen Mike in a long time. No.
Do you still have his number and contact?
Maybe.
Tell you what, I'll email you. He had bypass surgery.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to talk much about it over this.
Well, no, but hopefully he's...
sometime or whatever. But, well, he was down at Ohio State, and he's back. He's in rehabilitation now, so he's getting back, back to himself. But it's going to be a long haul in that. So I was talking with Louie and that. So
Mike was an interesting guy.
Call me, or I'll email you if you want to. The only thing you can do is text him. So I can give you his number if you want to text him.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little story here before we run out of time on Mike Mastro. Mike was never really all that in when I was there. He was not involved. Like, he did not manage the restaurants. He kind of oversaw a lot of things. So he would come in maybe one or two days a week. And when he came in, he would always get a cloth in his hand. And he would want to go around and wipe the tables. But he never really did much. Really, he was just socializing with the people in the restaurant. And always had a tie on, always had a nice shirt on. That's how you knew he wasn't going to be bussing any tables.
Carla
and Tim were running it then, yeah.
And Tim.
And so anyway, that you know, I would talk to Mike because, you know, I was just sometimes not doing a lot either, be working in the bakery if we didn't have anybody. So I met Mike there, and that would happen a couple times a week, although I didn't see him a whole lot. Then immediately I got into radio after that, and Perkins did a call-in. I think they did it two times a week on WMRN. And Mike did the call-ins. So, and I think he did them for Michaels as well, because it was still open at the time. So he would call in, and this was the same guy who I had worked for, you know, just a couple years earlier. So we became very friendly with that. Then he was one of the businessmen who bought WDCM radio. And he was I'm pretty sure he was the lead guy, but four businessmen purchased WDCM radio, and they brought me not to the radio station. They brought me to the Perkins, I forget what the name of it was, headquarters, because it was Perkins, Michaels, and B-Dubs at that time. They owned all those businesses in Marion.
TLM,
yeah. The building out there on Jamesway. Mike invited me out there one night, when I was still at WMRN, and he was pretty much heading up the meeting, but the other three businessmen were there, and he asked me to take over the morning show on WDCM. So I have a long, pretty good history with Mike Mastro.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought you might be interested to hear it. I don't know.
Oh, I've known him.
I'm just saying this was a
school, college, etc.
No, I'm just saying this was a nice man who saw me work in a restaurant in college, and also was the guy who more or less lured me away from WMRN. He was a guy who remembered people and was always very positive about people. And
Mike Mastro lured you.
Well, he did. He came with an offer.
Uh-huh.
It was a better offer than...
Here's a quick little story from knowing him in high school and that. One night, he had the keys to Perkins, and this is when they had ice cream and all kinds of stuff. We all got in there, and we had ice cream that late night.
See, I think my story was better.
Well, I can't tell you what would make this story better than that.
Well, we got to get off the air.
I will email you his cell number. You can text him.
All right. Well, we hope he gets better. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Aaron Gobra.
Bye-bye. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought